Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, get up. Good morning, wake up. Good morning, good morning, good morning, wake up. Yes, sir. It's time to hustle and shine. Reporting live from the Brown and Crouppen Studios is Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 558 on your time. The weather right now, oh, Lord, it is crazy. Severe thunderstorm warning until about 6:15. Look for that to be extended, and that flash flood warning has been extended till 10 a.m. It's a high of 74, currently 60 in KC Mo. Whew.
E-hi-D. I thought I was
like,
on.
Where you at?
I thought I was on, but the mic was not on. My bad. Oh, Lord. Yeah, man. If you're waking up right now, you might hear some tornado sirens outside. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we're going to keep an eye on that weather all morning long, like D said. Mayor Lucas, I know he's traveling this morning. So we'll see if we can fit him in this morning at about 7:38, y'all.
I know we got to recap the full-on weekend. There were sounds of gunshots that were fired at the White House Correspondents' Dinner in D.C. And yikes. Then, of course, I got you with your TMG at your 23s. Ray J doubled down on some allegations. And then, of course, celebrities react to seeing that Michael Jackson biopic.
Uh-huh. Your motivation coming up in 10 minutes. We hustling and shining another week of blessings. Right here on Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks.
Hot 103 Jams.
Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivate, sucker, sucker, can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Revel in the joy of being alive. Embrace the extraordinary opportunity of your own awareness and ability to interact with all that surrounds you. Experience how wonderful it can be to feel weary after a fulfilling day's work. Enjoy the recurring blessing of awakening to the unique possibilities of each new day. Find delight in discovering what's new and interesting. Treasure the fulfillment of making a difference in the lives of others. Remind yourself that for every single difficulty, there are 100 blessings. Appreciate how sweet it can be when you open your eyes to them all. Push yourself again and again into the incomparable experience of creating something valuable and original. Enrich your awareness by finding beauty in magnificent vistas, in tiny details, and everywhere in between. Yes, life has its troubles, yet even those troubles help to make the overwhelming goodness of life that much more worth living. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
6:20 on your time. It's a high of 70. Currently, it is 59 with a flash flood warning till 7:30 a.m. in Topeka. Pimpin' of the Franchise Boys, them Franchise Boys, one of the members of the group, responded to a podcast discussion insinuating that the popular song Lean With A Rock With It was about drugs.
I need y'all to know what going on, bro. Because how another get up on this podcast and say something about our shit? Now folks saying the Franchise Boys said that. What about Franchise Boys, one of them? Franchise ain't said shit. McDonald's, Coinbase, Wendy's, Red Bull. We don't know what the them folks talking about.
Yeah, you better talk about them sponsorships and them endorsement deals.
Yeah, back in my toxic Twitter days, I actually got into a Twitter beef with one of the friends. I think it was Parlay who I got into it with.
With one of them damn Franchise Boys?
Yeah, I
think it was Parlay. What was the argument about? Do you remember?
Man, it was, I don't remember. It was something stupid.
You stay going federal online.
Well, you know, I got to say what I say sometimes. But back then, I was, you know, I didn't care.
He was
back.
A firecracker.
I say 2010 to through 2014, Brian on Twitter. Like he's he was a little reckless sometimes. But yeah, we got into it about I don't remember what it was though.
I guess it wasn't this.
Oh, I remember one time, okay, it was this old club, 1822 Ultra Lounge, used to be on 18th and Main. And they came through. They actually came through and I was doing a remote. So they knew I was like, I wasn't fearful for my life and nothing like that for the franchise boys, but I'm like, you know, I got to keep my head on the swivel. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, Lord. That took a time.
It did. No, I forgot. I totally forgot about that situation until we started talking about it. But, yeah.
Well, them franchise boys about their life. Yeah, them white tees.
Hell no.
Other news, Cam Newton is really like the new age Wendy Williams.
He sat
down with Ray J as they talked about those inappropriate tapes of him and Kim K. He doubles down on Kris Jenner's involvement.
She made us do it. She made us shoot him, bro. She watched him. I had the first one that was long time ago. She made us do more, bro. At that point, I was like, it's just weird, but, and I hate to say it because I was super dumb and I was super naive and I was young. But back then, 20 years ago, you know, you don't think the way you think now.
I believe every word of that, D. I believe that she was very instrumental, and I don't want to go no further than that because we talking about her and her feeling her daughter right now, okay? So this is disgusting. But I think that just based on her ethics and morals and how she presents herself and what she's done, hell yeah, she filmed that and she was involved in it 100%.
And my motto is lock everybody up.
Oh my God.
Yo, this is your boy Ice Cube. I'm up hustling and shining with Hot 103 Jams. Y'all know what it is. Yay, yay.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get into that weather, D. As there's a new severe flash flood warning. There's a new severe thunderstorm warning is issued for Cass, Henry, Jackson, Johnson, and Lafayette counties in Missouri until 7 a.m. And D, I understand there are some closures going down on some highways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's several things happening, but I believe I-35 is closed at 291 Highway. Thank you to KSHB for keeping us up to speed and up to date on all the things that we need. But yes,
it's getting bad up north, y'all. And it was bad here. I just looked outside. I was on the live stream, and it's that Forrest Gump rain. They got sideways rain, stinging rain, big old fat drops of rain. Mm-hmm. It's going down outside. It's a typical spring day severe weather here in KC.
Yeah, and then also the Raymore Peculiar School District has announced it will operate on a 2-hour delay due to severe weather this Monday morning. So students and parents, make sure you check your email and you are up to speed on if there is a delay for your school. We'll try our best to keep you updated.
Yeah, boy, I came into the job this morning with the tornado sirens going off.
Yeah.
I wore my bonnet
into work.
Yeah, y'all should have seen it.
Y'all should have seen it. It's right here.
No, I'm talking about with it on. You gonna put it on for
no,
the stream?
No, I'm not. No. But I wasn't finna get my hair wet. It was storming like crazy on that drive. I'm thinking, oh, the devil is alive. So yeah, ladies, what you gotta do to make sure your hair is intact.
Is that why y'all got all those plastic bags in there, D?
Yeah, plastic bags work, too. But if you got a solid bonnet like I do, it's good either way.
Did you wear your bonnet at Aura on Friday, you and Duke?
I did not. You know, I had the curls going for sure. Shout out to DJ Duke. We had, like, literally, it was like a ladies' night type of vibe. Oh, my goodness. The environment was crazy. It was super sold out. It was literally one of those type of nights. And we celebrated all the tourists. So shout out to everybody that came through. Shout out to the Chiefs players that were in the building. And then also, I know there was another first-round draft pick. And I believe he's with the Minnesota Vikings. So it was a lot
because he's from Kansas City. Yeah, there was some local kids that got drafted all around the town.
Shout out to them because we celebrating them too because that's big.
Oh, yeah. And now while you were there, you know, sinning, I was winning at Christian Charity Church.
You said I wasn't playing Mary Mary.
You was not playing no Mary Mary Aura.
It's the God in me.
So shout out to Christian Charity Church, man. I love and appreciate y'all for having me there. And then you was at the Juneteenth pageant brunch. How was that?
Yeah, it was a great conversation. Major shout out to Key and all the women that spoke. It was great just to connect with our young ladies and see what they're interested in. But I'm super excited for them in this upcoming pageant.
Oh, you slid through the IG. See, I love it when D comes through, man.
Yeah, because, you know, I'd be surprised. I don't say I'm coming, but yeah, it was a good vibe. vibe. Shout out to Capital Grill also. I stopped by there earlier, got some good food. So they make sure, you know, they took care of us.
Fancy.
But then, yeah, in good company, you had the Michael Jackson vibes going.
Hey, we did. And then yesterday, it was a pop-up set at Goodies. Yeah. Shout out to Nick Davis, my dog.
Couldn't wait to do that.
I couldn't. But I love DJing with you.
Yeah. No, that was a good vibe. We had a hustle and shine moment in the on the Broadway stage over at Tin Roof. So major shout out to everybody that came through. It looked like everybody had an amazing time.
Good morning. How y'all doing? It's D-Ray Davis. I'm getting up. Girl, move. All these girls. Move, ladies. I'm not like this. Look, hustle and shine, baby. Listen to hustle and shine in the morning right now. Stop. I'm trying to get the call words out. You know what you're listening to. Hot 103 Jam.
It was a jam-packed weekend, B. And one of the things that happened, I don't know if you had your TV screen on CNN or MSNBC, but on Saturday, President Donald Trump was escorted off stage by Secret Service after sounds of gunshots were fired at the White House Correspondents' Dinner in D.C. Now, afterwards, President Trump took to the Truth app, the Truth Social, and posted footage and a photo of the man who was allegedly shooting during that White House correspondent dinner. Now, according to CNN, the alleged shooter has been identified as a 30-year-old male from L.A. He seemingly began shooting at the metal detector and did not get through, but the suspect will be charged with using a firearm during a crime of violence and assault on a federal officer using, of course, a dangerous weapon. So that was that. Lots of pictures going around of people running around, people crying. Just, you know, a lot of chaos was on those pictures and footages, at least the ones that I saw. So,
yeah, crazy times we living in, y'all. Crazy, crazy, crazy times. Keep your head on a swivel. Stay prayed up and watch out for these posts that's going to be flying out today. So be cool. In other news, too, over the weekend, the Chiefs wrapped up their 2026 draft. Of course, Thursday, Mansoor Delane, cornerback, and Peter Woods, the defensive tackle, two number one picks for the Chiefs. But they also picked up more defense. We got a pass rusher, R. Mason Thomas from Oklahoma.
Saw that.
The last pass rusher we got, last name Thomas, ended up being one of the best defensive players of all time. Mm,
some big shoes to fill, huh?
Kind of. Jadon Kennedy, defensive back from Oregon. And then they went offense for the last couple of picks. Emmitt Johnson, running back from Nebraska. He's probably going to be that Kareem Hunt role. Mm-hmm. Probably your bulldozer running back.
Yeah.
And then Cyrus Allen, wide receiver from Cincinnati. And then Garrett Neusmeyer, quarterback from LSU. That wraps up the Chiefs draft picks. Shout out to all the local kids who got drafted, too.
Yes.
All around Kansas City. I know you mentioned a young man who got drafted to the Minnesota Vikings, but there were a number of other players too from KC who got drafted. Shout out to y'all, man. I know y'all dreams done came true. Mm-hmm. I know your family and friends is happy. Man. Everybody who done invested in you.
Mama and pops was probably going crazy. The whole family, the cousins.
Yeah.
Everything.
Hey, it's your girl Love Macy, and I'm hustling and I'm shining in the morning on Hot 103 Jam.
Yeah, we want to shout out all the cousins that's tapping the Hot 103 Jams app. Thank you so much for listening to Hustle and Shine in the Morning, and especially the cousins that's tapping in on the stream, on Facebook, YouTube, and on the Twitch. You can look for that at Hot 103 Jam. So you can see me and D live in the studio. And of course, shout out to all the cousins that's out doing it the old school way. Y'all riding around in the city now. Y'all be careful now, okay? Seriously,
watch
though.
Watch for those pockets of rain.
Man, you tell over on I-35 in Armor from 152 Highway and 135 in Liberty, I-35 in Liberty, man, y'all be cool, y'all be easy. You're going to get to work. You're driving right now on Bruce R. Watkins. Please, please, be easy, dog. Oh, you over there on Shiny Mission Parkway and I-35? Man, look, you're going to get to work on time. Wherever you are, however you're listening, thank you so much for listening to Hustle and Shine in the Morning and making us a part of your daily morning routine, cousin, because we know and we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you decided to be here with us today, and we appreciate you and your time, cousin.
Ooh, I like this right here. D, you ready to get it in?
Yeah, of course, always.
Let's go.
It's that time for that 7-Eleven roll call. Only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning. First, we got to start off on the Facebook stream that's been going crazy. Shout out to Stacy D in the comments. Big love also to Carver Harris, Kim Humphrey, Kiera Jenkins, Stacy Davis, Marcus Hearn. We appreciate you oh so much. Now, of course, that Hustle and Shine text line been thumping per usual. Jameer, Messiah, Nova, Kenyon, have an amazing day at school. To all the wonderful people in the Kansas City streets, stay safe on them wet streets. That was sent from Sarah. Yeah, in other words, she's saying slow that thing down. Big love to Carmen Nard. Said good money making Monday, cousins. Yeah. I'm with you when you right. She said it's wet, but we still about to go get it. Yep, go get that money. Mm. The legal route, please. The legal route. Also, some love for one of our cousins in the 816. Sending a happy 7th birthday to her daughter, Ivy. Happy birthday, daughter.
Happy birthday.
Big love to Anthony Drone. Anastasia Jackson, what'd it do? She said them sirens was going off in OP about 5-ish this morning. Yeah, a lot of people was like, whoa, what's going on? Hold on. You thought them trumpets was sounding, huh? Big love to Rich Harris saying happy Rady Monday. We appreciate you as always. Brandon Blake always on the Twitter side holding it down. We appreciate all the cousins that have tapped in for that 7-11 roll call.
Man, I ran into some cousins over the weekend. Shout out to Mary Jenkins. Appreciate you tapping in. Shawnell, love and appreciate you.
Hey,
good
cousin.
To meet you. And then cousin Pokey. He stayed tapped in, D. He was talking about my questions with Mary Lucas. He was like, you need to ask about this. You need to ask. I'm like, all right, I got you, dog. I got you.
That's where you be getting your list from. Ah, it makes sense now.
And shout out to Rico and Barbie and all the other cousins always tapped in to hustle and shine in the morning.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:26 on your time. It's a high of 75. Currently 57. Flash flood warning until 10 a.m. in Grandview. Celebs are reacting to seeing the Michael Jackson biopic, starting with Ari Spears.
Saw the Michael Jackson movie. It was really, really good. But it ain't f***ing with Ray Charles, which I've always maintained is the best biopic movie ever made.
You gotta go see the Michael movie, man. I done saw it twice. I'm going back to see it again. It's the best movie I ever saw after Rush Hour.
Yeah, I might have
gone. That was Chris Tucker on that one.
Might have go see that this week.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to as well. One of my favorite biopics, like he mentioned, I mean, I think, of course, the Ray Charles, it was Jamie Foxx did his big one. But What's Love Got to Do with It? Angela Bassett played the hell out that role. Because I told you as a kid, I thought that she was Tina. I was confused. She played it that well that I thought she was Tina Turner.
I thought she was Katherine Jackson and Betty Shabazz.
Yeah, no, she gets down when it comes to that. Other news, light-skinned men, are y'all down 5 points? I don't know. Rapper Megan Thee Stallion and her boyfriend, NBA star Klay Thompson, are now exes. The confirmation comes after the singer hopped on Instagram Saturday to share a cryptic note to her Instagram story. It wasn't too cryptic. It was kind of straight to the point. She said, quote, cheating, had me around your whole family playing house, got, quote, cold feet, holding you down through all your horrible mood swings and treatment towards me during your basketball season. Now you don't know if you can be, quote, unquote, monogamous. She adds a little cuss word in there for a little seasoning. And then she says, I need a real break after this one. Bye, y'all. And then, according to TMZ, the singer, through her rep, also just added, quote, I've made the decision to end my relationship with Clay. Trust, fidelity, and respect are non-negotiable for me in a relationship.
Why did this need to be announced?
I mean.
Why?
Let's not pretend.
Pretend what?
See, this is the point of.
Pretend what?
I'm finna get there. This is the point where people pretend that just celebrities are only people that are having emotional moments.
Why do you need to put it? Why do you need to
so
put it out?
So you never said certain things that were
indirect. Why do you need
indirect?
To put it out? Have no, you, but why do you need to put
oh,
it? Why,
come on.
Why do we need to know you about your relationship
status?
Oh,
come
status?
On. Well,
come
I'll
on
say,
what?
I'll say
like,
this.
Serious. This is a serious question.
It's natural because people are emotional. Working with people, like, this is the thing. I realize how much people are emotional, and I understand why people are emotional. And you have times you might say certain things. Of course, it's like, oh, yeah, keep this off. But clearly, if someone cheats on you, you'd be pissed. If you were in a situation, you would say something indirectly hinting at something on Facebook. I know you would. So I don't know why.
Klay Thompson moved with intention. He loved this woman out loud. He provided for her. He was honest when his feelings changed. And
well, the rumor is that he was
the
honest.
Bad guy.
Well, the rumor is he was honest about the cheating.
Fellas,
that's
we
what
can't
we've been
win,
hearing.
Dog. We can't win, he's dog.
Just
no matter what we do, we cannot win.
What you doing, a PR stunt?
We can't win.
Hey, it is what it is. People get cheated on every day, B.
This is Jonathan Duncan, councilman from the 6th District. I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Another day talking all things KC with our 55th elected mayor, Mayor Quentin Lucas. Now, Mayor Lucas, you recently met with city officials to discuss the 63rd and Prospect redevelopment project, addressing strategies for revitalizing long-delayed economic development projects on Kansas City's east side. This is a part of our community that needs some help, Mayor Lucas, but with things that I feel like will help businesses actually stay open. More police presence, pothole fixes, major infrastructure issues, cracked sidewalks, blighted communities with vacant houses and buildings. We don't necessarily see these conditions in places like Brookside, Westport, communities near downtown or west of Truce. How can a city get Prospect in the East Corridor to resemble how it looks west of Truce?
You know, I think there are probably two different things we need to do. The first of which is what you note right there. You can come up with every economic development trick in a bag, but if you're not taking care of streets, sidewalks, public safety, housing, you're not going to deliver in the way you need to. You need to make sure you flood basic services to ensure that a business that's opening and say, yeah, I don't have to move in a few months because I'm dealing with crime or repeated break-ins. And so you need to do that first. The second, and I've done this a lot and caused a lot of controversy, you need to go after the deadbeat property owners. When you got somebody who's got a whole bunch of raggedy conditions at their establishment, their business right next door to yours, you are dealing with often broken bottles, crime in some situations, folks who are coming in and out at all types of hours, folks coming in to break in. So it is that two-pronged strategy of going after those who aren't taking care of what they need to do and also making sure that we address what we need to do on the government side. And I hope people see more of that. It ain't just giving somebody $1 million, because usually those businesses go belly up if you don't look at the environmental issues that underlie everything.
Mayor Lucas, last week you shook the internet. Plain and simple, especially on Twitter, as it was announced the Kansas City Royals and Hallmark will be building a new downtown baseball stadium and district at Crown Center. Now, it's been a lot of conversations. I'm sure you've been seeing it. People are upset about the parking situation. They're curious of what that's going to look like. There's a lot of parents that's mad they can't take their kids to Fritz anymore and see the train. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of controversy. What more can you share about it, whether that be a timeline, how much the city will be involved, or any words for Kansas Cityans that are just up in the air about it?
You know, I got a few different thoughts on that, and I respect all of the public comment. As y'all know, I like to chalk it up with everybody, chop it up with everybody, and so I look forward to hearing more. I will answer more. One day, we're just going to do a whole hour of Q&A on this show. I'll take it. I'll love it. But let me say this. I mean, a few things that I think are important. I'm hearing people talk about, you know, how they don't think it's right and all of that. The best way to make sure that we have jobs in Kansas City is to retain jobs like this one, 1,000 jobs, 1,000 people working at the stadium every game. We have 20,000 construction jobs. Those are union jobs, the type of protections you get in Kansas City, Missouri, that you're not going to get at the new Chiefs Stadium out west, unless they're able to negotiate something out. That, to me, is vital. That is important, and that is a difference maker. The other thing about these jobs, they are all on bus routes in Kansas City, frankly, closer to a lot of our population, including our inner city and east side population, than obviously anything being built out in Kansas now, and even our stadiums at present. And so my view is this is about economic development for our community. You will get to continue to have Fritz's, the choo-choo train place for your children, because it's across Grand. I know they're reimagining everything, but you have the shops. You have, I think, a good combination. You keep Hallmark's headquarters in town. This isn't about a giveaway to somebody. This is about downtown and our city being relevant. I don't want to be the mayor of a Kansas City that doesn't have any of the stuff. When you ain't got the stuff, you ain't got the jobs. When you don't have the jobs, you don't have the money. And we all looking at each other wondering what happened. That's why this is a positive progress project long term for our community.
Talking all things Kansas City with Mayor Quentin Lucas. Now, a couple of weeks ago, you met with Kansas City Public Schools to discuss upcoming economic development activity and incentive requests impacting public and charter schools in Kansas City. Now, Cousins, if you remember, late last year, KCPS opposed a proposed 30-year tax exemption for the Country Club Plaza redevelopment, calling the incentive package malpractice. The district argued that the deal, which could lock in low tax payments for developers, would deprive schools of millions in funding, calling it a loss for our teachers, the students, and our residential tax. Now, with KCPS getting a $474 million general obligation bond last year, which was the district's first successful bond election over 50 years, why would Port KC even consider hurting a school district that has worked so hard over the past 20 years to turn its situation around? Like, why was this even a question?
I would change the focus. This is a request that came from a developer not a proposal that was created by the Port Authority of Kansas City, Port KC. Developers ask them what they are. I think what you have seen on this project is that, frankly, it seems like it's just been stalled for a long time. The Plaza owners, the new ownership group, I respect them, I like them, whatever. They need to come to, I think, the negotiating table with a good deal more compromise. I've heard from Jennifer Collier on repeated occasions where she says, look, I want to support development, but I'm also going to make sure I support our kids. Supporting our kids means that you need to make sure you have resources long term for this community. And so the Plaza ownership, that group out of Texas, I think they need to do more in terms of how are they meeting with the school district? How are they coming to terms? I work with a lot of different development groups, including the aforementioned Kansas City Royals and Hallmark. You had them and something that has gone unreported. John Sherman, majority owner of the Kansas City Royals or lead owner, called Dr. Collier last week and said, I want to talk to you. I want to talk about how Kansas City Public Schools can be part of this. That's not saying it's perfect, but it's a matter of respect. We need to see that from every developer, and I think things started wrong on the Plaza issues. My hope is that folks start to fix it now, and obviously that's coming down from some of the high monetary requests to make sure our kids can get the tax dollars they need to pay our teachers to take care of our schools.
Thank you so much for your time, man. Lucas, you be safe over there in Spain, man.
Yes,
we need
please.
You back. So you be safe. Take care of yourself, man. Keep your head on the swivel.
Hey, adios muchachos. I'm going to work on that side of Mayor Lucas and be ready for this summer with all our guests. Y'all have a good week.
You too. Always want to be boosting with the Spanish.
See.
Later.
Bye.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
8:24 on your time, high of 74. Currently, it is 61 at the T-Mobile Center.
Uh-oh.
Chris Brown hopped on his IG story, and he's snapping just a little bit. Now, he addressed criticism tied into his upcoming tour with Usher. Are you going to that tour, by the way, B? You have any interest?
Probably not. I have a lot of interest in it, actually.
How is that from a male's perspective?
I'm going to listen to the music. I don't give a... Let me tell you something.
I'm just curious, yeah.
I don't give a damn about what no other man got to say about what I do and what concert I go to. First off...
You going
to
take one of the cherries?
I'm going to take who?
Cherries.
Cherries.
You know Usher be doing the cherries.
I ain't doing all that. I'm
just curious.
I'm there for the music. I'm there for
it. He's going to be bobbing his thing. Yeah.
Well, look, hey, I thought I was at the concert. I thought I was on stage when Ginuwine and Drew Hill and all them was here.
Oh,
you know?
Oh yeah, that was a good vibe. So,
man, look.
He's going to be just bobbing
absolutely.
To the music.
I might crump mute.
Oh, okay. Oh. Do it for La Saint.
Okay.
Well, Chris Brown hopped on his Instagram, and he pushed back against the online commentary questioning fans who plan to attend his show. Now, it's people that are questioning other people. He said people have the choice to come or not, but insisted that supporters of both him and Usher will still show up in large numbers, predicting venues will be packed just like before. He then took direct aim at social media pages as described as, quote, rage bait and fake woke, accusing them of bashing fans for simply wanting to just kind of go out and enjoy the concert.
So, two R&B titans, like... In the history of my R&B and what I like in R&B, like Usher and Chris Brown are like top five. So it's like for them to be on tour together is monumental. Like,
and he said, I can't wait to rub X, Y, and Z in y'all face.
Oh.
Period.
You preferred this emotional response over Megan's?
It's different. Megan talking about her.
Oh, God.
It is different because Megan
talking about her
whole relationship.
Okay, so you, I asked you a question. You approve the Chris Brown emotional response?
Sure, but you're trying to correlate it to Megan Thee Stallion.
His emotional response is an emotional response, my guy.
No. This is about business. That's about personal.
Even worse.
You don't know.
You're talking about business.
No, that's not worse.
No, yes, it is. Emotional response to business?
No, it's not because you can have leverage.
So if you get in.
You can have leverage with a post that's in everybody jeffing with his post. Guess who got the leverage now? You up here in your feelings talking about your personal relationship. Now everybody opening the door.
I think he's proving my point, cousins.
No, you're not. You're absolutely not.
You heard that passion in his voice.
So you would rather post your personal stuff on your socials rather than the business that everybody already knows about your concerts and stuff. You'd rather do that?
I wouldn't want to say anything negative about Hustle and Shine in the morning. Or say anything.
But you would rather
I would never
post,
do that.
You would rather post, you know.
Personal is personal, so people would understand that. But business is like burning bridges. That's different.
Chris Brown don't have to worry about burning no bridges right now. Like, he's good in that department.
If your boss pisses you off today, cousins, do not say nothing on social media. I'm going to tell you that right now.
You big man.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Tyrone.
Hey, Tyrone, what you got going on?
On my way to work trying to get this day over with.
What's that?
At 8:30 a.m. Tyrone, dog, what's your check engine light looking like?
Oh, it's something, bro. It's a new block in this one.
The road's been cool this morning?
Nah, it's kind of backed all the way up.
Damn. All right, we got a chance to hook you up with some tickets. May 1st at the Madrid Theater, Lela James will be in the building for the To Be Honest tour. We want to hook you up with these tickets, but you got to finish these lyrics with a lot of passion. You ready?
I'm ready.
And you thought you were sick, had tricks up your sleeve. But I'm seeing your stupid act, and I know you're tired of me. That's why I say,
when we were together, we never turned our backs on each other.
Oh, but now.
But now that we separated,
we can't stand one another.
Hey! There we go, cousin. You did that. You was feeling that. You got some stuff going on?
Nah, no. I'm probably trying to take my fiance to this concert.
Okay, I know that's right. Say, well, you can't. You were getting those two tickets to go see Lela James at the To Be Honest tour. I hope you all have an amazing time.
I will. I appreciate y'all.
Appreciate you, man. Tell Kansas City what morning show's getting you hooked up.
Hustle and Shine, baby.